Let me tell you of the days of high adventure.
Thanks for checking out Douglas and Dragons, where Twitter Weed and Pathfinder collide.
This is what happens when you find out one of your buddies has never roleplayed before.
We're going to strange places with a pocket full of stank on the newest episode of Douglas and Dragons.
I am Doug Michelle, and I am playing Pathfinder with my very good friends, Jason Farrell, Alan White, Jason Ford, and our GM, John Bunger. John, what happened last time on Douglas and Dragons?
Oh. If you dare.
What did happen last time? You guys are, you went to this cloud castle because the amulet you carry, you think it once belonged to the ancestor of this current resident, Accordian something or other.
Accordian.
I wrote this shit down this time, too.
Good.
And,
Accordian Moonshadow, I think his name was.
I have been followed by a moonshadow.
Accordian Ralgrim, the living relative of Jamara Available, otherwise known as the Whispering Widow. And you have this, artifact that once belonged to his family before it was stolen by presumably Kalamon.
And we think that
there's another half of it.
You know that there's another part of it, like another half of it?
You know there's another part of it.
Maybe he has that.
This amulet, you went to get it before Grok the Cruel could get his hands on it, because he was sending people after it. And so you were able to grab it from the Crying Eye Mountain, but then you jumped into the portal of plein air. And now you're here with this amulet.
50 episodes later.
And, yeah, pretty damn close, 48. And you greeted him, or he greeted you when you came in. He asked you to put your weapons, you know, leave your weapons outside the castle, or in the yard anyway.
We tried to comply.
And, yeah, you try to comply, except for Doug's cursed dagger.
Doug still has a dagger, yeah.
But so the guards came with you. And so he set you up in a small 10-foot by 10-foot room with a little bar, couch. There's some, the stone walls with tapestries, landscapes, you know, a winding river through the woods with waterfalls, open prairies, mountain ranges, and, just fine furniture.
It says Bob Ross in the
And you're on the second floor, the second level of this castle, and just outside this room is a balcony around an inner courtyard. There's also four guards outside this room, two each, holding halberds, and pointing them at you now after Akorian's assistant, a man named Donjin, decided, well, he came in with Detect Magic already cast it, and Hazarmaveth realized that, and when his detect magic swept across the powerful amulet around Daedalus' neck, it threw him back, and he ran out of the room, and the guard said, "Whatever it is, you will put it down," and that's where we left off last time.
Oh.
All right, we gotta kill him.
Right. So they already started some.
Cacaw.
Yeah, so it's like, we're talking about put it down. We relinquished our weapons.
Can we?
You searched us for weapons. Now we're supposed to just give you our personal possessions. What kind of this is not very.
What kind of host are you?
What kind of a host are you? What is this?
So there are two doors to this room, and they are on conjoining walls. And there's two guards in each door. And this guy, this Donjin, this young magical apprentice, seeming kind of guy, assistant to the lord of this castle, kind of sticks his head back around the corner where these, you know, kind of hiding under this guard's arm, and he says, "You have powerful magic. You did not something extremely powerful, more powerful than any weapon. I sensed it. What is it?"
I mean,
it's dangerous. Friendship. It's a friendship you
the
sense.
The power of our friendship.
Yes, you sense the pony's magic.
I mean, we could tell him what we got and still fight him.
I mean,
you know,
I mean, like, if, do it at the same time.
He wants to fight us.
The condition of our entry was that we relinquish our weapons. This is not a weapon. I don't understand this kind of parent. This this paranoid treatment. Do you ask these questions and perform this magic detection under the auspices of your lord? Or are you acting independently? Is he put you up to this? This is very offensive behavior.
You are guests in this castle. If you were going to come in with something as powerful as what I sense on you right now, then you are, I don't think you're trustworthy. And yes, I'm in service of my lord, Akorian Relgrim.
You're entirely
a good man, a powerful man.
It's an amulet of Kaliman.
By your own admission, you're entirely ignorant of what it is.
What's a Kaliman?
I don't know. We found it in a mountain.
I'm trying to deflect what Doug's or Oshay's.
We don't know what it does.
You don't listen to him. He's been hitting the head too many times.
Does he have
over to this castle.
Does Doug have any protection for his balls?
We can still fight him. It's fine.
So this is all the way over on the right. Zoom way out and you can see where you are. Kind of on the right half of the map. The second floor.
Okay.
Over there.
I don't see it. Oh, there we are.
Yeah.
Too wrapped up in the knees.
There we are. Caw.
Magic right now.
Right. No. But it's just an area. You're there.
Oh, you that's a remember? Tiny. They put us in a closet,
dude. What?
It's
yeah, exactly.
10 foot by 10
did
foot.
Did they have to move the brooms out before for us to get in?
Now remember, think about how wide a 10 foot room is. And yeah,
there's four griffins in here.
It's only four squares, but realistically, there's room to move around.
You guys got remember that?
Fuck, you have wings.
I got wings.
That's smaller than my room I'm in right now.
Fucking caw.
Like Warren Worthington III.
Like, exactly. Yeah,
that's going to be really useful in these enclosed spaces.
So I want to see how you fold them and put them in a jacket or a shirt like Warren Worthington.
No, I got a big
Let me explain a little bit about what's going on here in this map. So this green area is the courtyard. Let me get a bright red
Marriott up in this bitch.
That's nice. This is nice.
So through this door, now there is a ceiling over your head, and through the double doors right here on the bottom of the room, the bottom of the map.
Mm-hmm.
This area is a balcony that's open to the sky, and then the courtyard goes down one floor below you. Is where you originally met with him when you came in, but that is also open to the sky. Yeah. This other door, this is a hallway. It is covered. And you came up the spiral staircase from downstairs. The front gate would be like over here, but down a little.
Plenty of places to kill people.
Okay.
We still can do this, guys.
Is there enough blood in their bodies to repaint the entire place red?
It is customary.
We will find.
If you are a guest of a powerful and good man like Akorian, and you have a powerful artifact on your person,
it's
customary to reveal that before entering that person's home.
We didn't know it was that big a deal.
Dangerous.
And we're scared. It's
all bigger than it is.
You're really worked up.
Hang on.
You might want to cut the caffeine out.
We just, look.
Look at me when I'm talking to you.
Sense motive.
What is going on over here? What? Everybody, calm down. What's happening?
We kill him first.
You hear Corian's voice, and he's running down the hallway. Come closer.
Corian.
You actually see him.
I hear Lord Akorian say, "What's happening?" That tells me that you're acting on your own here.
You see,
Dundee. Are you the owner?
Dun Jim.
Dondi.
If that is your real name.
Dondi over here.
Dondi. Are you a dandy boy, Dondi?
Yeah.
What the hell are you
Are you in a World War II Italian orphan?
Did you get curb stomped by Mad Magazine?
This is an inside joke, so inside John is not in on it. Fuck.
Let's kick his teeth in.
So let's talk to the boss. Hey, sir.
Hey, nice outfit.
Can you jostle your way to the front of this queue?
Back in a sec.
Can you get in here?
Can we kind of like...
Let's take room in here, guys.
Imagine us being chest.
It's only 10 by 10 if you knew that, right?
Like doing a little dance to arrange.
Can you guys give us a smaller room?
Or what?
Are you guys.
Is there a 5x5 closet we can all jam into?
Water closet with a hole in the floor.
Mm. A room literally only big enough to accommodate our avatars.
Right. Let's fight.
I don't even know how we got in here. We clearly went in this order. Like O'Shea went in first, and then
super awkward. Is like, is this it? What?
I was like, I got the corner.
It's like, I'm not getting out. It's
I'm right here.
We all have the corner. That's the size of the
I'm
room.
I'm like punching everybody with my wing. Like,
yeah,
like
your wings are in my face.
Yeah, but at least you have the aisle seat. Has.
And then I turn around and I nail Day Day.
Hello.
In which?
Yeah,
way?
I can. Yeah.
Boy, yeah.
I got this wing in my face.
Dude, can you do it with regular women anymore?
Can you retract that?
Because that's some bestiality shit now, bro.
I never could.
You might be breaking laws.
Dude, I only fuck trees.
That's Did you never see Barbarella? Oh, they love true. Wings, man.
I've never seen Barbarella.
That you gotta get with Barbarella.
All right, man. So Corian runs up and he tells these guards, step aside. What's going on here?
Sir, it's clear that these guys are racist against the Griffin Lord.
They are not on the same.
And Dongian says to him exactly what he said to you. They carry powerful magic. They did not reveal it when they came in, sir.
Look, sir,
it's my wings, dude.
Big misunderstanding here, and so, we are complying and agreeing with everything you're saying right now.
Your servant here, Dungeon, whatever.
Dungeon.
He's only doing his job. Well, is it true? What do you carry?
He decided very quickly that we were duplicitous liars and a threat to you and to him and the
kind
castle.
Of offensive.
He's only doing his job. What is it that you
carry?
Sir,
it's an amulet. It's an amulet of great power from the mighty plane.
That's his job.
We found it in a mountain. It's a very powerful amulet. He's got it on right now.
So the amulet you said you were going to go, you were looking for, you've already found it.
No, sir, that's not entirely true.
Some of it.
The amulet that we're looking for is another piece to the one that O'Shea Jackson, human fighter, just told you about.
Too much information.
We can fight.
We can side with Day Day on this one.
What is the motivation for your secrecy?
A little rabble.
I am telling him for plot advancement and
lift.
With this shit, because all we're gonna do is kill all the only people that know about this.
Yeah. Experience.
I'm trying not to kill them.
If
I'm
they don't,
not to kill
we can kill them. Look, we can kill all these people.
What you call
I'll say
secrecy,
it openly today.
Okay, yeah, what you call secrecy,
I
call keeping our own counsel about things that you didn't ask us about, require of us, or.
Yeah, sir, so you're going to
be a lot of customary.
We did that part.
Where
right?
were you
we
raised?
We keep hearing that word customary.
Oh, yeah.
We're not from here.
We walked around the entire city of Amar Vin.
Right.
And no one did cast detect magic on us surreptitiously. We went
kinda
into
y'all fault.
We went into the engineering guild.
So are you going to sit here and argue about our customs, which you did not take time to learn about?
I mean, we don't mean to argue about them. We're just protecting our innocence.
So tell me the true reason.
You're hiding behind your customs, but you are a rude man.
Hiding what?
You are a rude and aggressive man.
Rude, crude, and obnoxious, sir.
And you should never have guests.
Your mom should have talked to
you. So let's all start over again, shall we?
Turn us away at the door.
Shall we start all over again? Shall we all just shake hands
and roll for initiative?
Tell me truly then why you're in my home. Did you bring me my family's lost artifact?
We are here to do exactly what we told you we're here to do. We are seeking an amulet that we know of. That is the truth.
Why don't you cast another spell, see if he's lying?
Ooh, what are you carrying then?
The zone of truth.
I'm carrying lots of things. We've got a haversack full of shit.
I got
you. You are nothing but troublesome. Why don't you just leave my home?
It's an amulet. It's an amulet.
This guy's
fine. No, we want. Leave his home is fine.
Day-Day, why? Why can't you just be on the side of story advancement and just?
I am.
Hey, shh. Hey.
I am.
Hey, it's okay.
What's the advancement?
This is all, I
look back at O'Shea. We can just break in here later and get what we want.
Let's just have the fictional conversation with the fictional man and just say the things and then hear the information and then play.
No, if he wants us to leave, we'll leave. We'll just come back later when he's asleep.
Let's just play the game.
I'm going to put a horse head in his bed.
Let's just play the game. Let's try.
Okay. I am.
O'Shea?
Let's
try.
Let's awkwardly exchange places.
Just a little bit.
Can I move over
just
here?
Go past.
I here. Duck under the wing.
Let me go over here.
Can you suck in your iron gut, please? Can you?
I'm going over here.
It's already sucked in. That's the nature of the gut.
Oh, shit.
You go here. No.
Climbing up on top of him.
I'm going to go here. No,
I'm going to stand here until O'Shea moves.
And then I'm going to
all stand. We're all standing in one corner. Why are you piled up in a corner? I don't understand.
And then I'm going to go over here.
I'm just grinning at them, at the shenanigans behind me. I don't know why they're doing any of that.
I'm backing up against Taz. Until he moves.
Sir, it's an amulet.
I'm letting O'Shea talk to the Lord Lucarian.
Excellent.
Even though he doesn't want to.
I gotta zoom in. I was always on Twitch. Trying to holler at Paul.
You're trying to move your man on Twitch.
Okay. Only O'Shea can move.
And it doesn't work. It's an amulet. We found it in a mountain. We don't know what it does, but we need it to fight a bad guy.
And this all sounds true.
If there's any way that you could help us use it to fight the bad guy, it would really be helpful to us and our home planet. If you can't help us,
we'll just leave.
Then, you know, we
peaceful
could
like
we just see what's up. But it's this amulet. Show him, Day Day. Open your vest.
Open your hairy chest up to these
and
guys.
Let the hairy chest
show
out.
The deep V.
It's this amulet, sir.
He points
it
to it.
It makes stuff float. It makes him float. You know what it does.
I float a foot off the ground.
Fuck. Look at this, dude.
Dude, that's
cool, right?
Ka-ka! That's some Chris Angel shit. That's real magic.
Look, that's not airwalk. I'm not casting airwalk.
So,
my God. And he steps into the room.
Yeah.
You can't come in here.
You can't
sir.
Fit in here. No.
Sir, this is four person limit.
Step out.
You got to step out.
Our no, room.
Now I'm going to. Where are you?
Oh, wait. No, I don't want to be next
here.
To him.
Here
no.
You move. No, show it to me. Here, I'll do category.
No,
sir.
No.
Wait, okay.
I just smile at. No, I'm not moving. Navigate within the bounds of your own. I'm not moving.
It's like Fight Club. You're either going to get the kick or the ass.
I'm going to start tossing this around the room like I could keep away. don't get grabby.
Where's my
great accordion.
So this is true. This is the amulet you spoke of.
This is the well, no. This is again. We were not being dishonest.
We're just simple.
This is an amulet that we have, but there
Ragnamarian,
is
sir.
There's another
you have a bigger room in this place. We can talk another, in.
Yes, if you if you would like.
By the way,
can we adjourn to a
like
courtyard
an audience chamber or something?
Jesus. Sure.
Let's all jump over the balcony and
I'm gonna grab Day Day by his shoulders and fold him down there.
So.
Take these stairs, maybe.
Okay. So
let's demonstrate the amulet.
Let me move everybody down.
I'm in the courtyard now.
I go down the stairs. I'm not jumping off of the balcony.
Smash cut.
I fly and float down.
Courtyard. This is much nicer.
Corian goes down the stairs. Yeah.
Really.
An hour later,
I follow Corian.
All right.
Now we got some room to boom shakalaka.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, what's up with you?
Get down here.
So, where do you get your clothes made, dude?
Yeah, this is nice.
Yeah.
Duh, there's a great tailor.
The art
in a cloud village nearby. Yeah.
He does diapers?
Oh.
Cloud village.
I need a couple more.
Yeah, those are gold. You just wash those out. You don't buy new ones. You don't throw out gold diapers.
Always rinse them out.
Wait, where'd Haz go?
Question mark?
There.
Good so far.
Where do you
alive. It's a good thing.
Yeah. Refresh. He's there.
Yeah, we did good. We're still alive, and no one's fought yet. Anybody all right. yet?
All right.
So, yeah. as I was saying, there is. We've been led to believe that there is another amulet that somehow connects to this one. There are two halves of a whole. And so, when we said we're looking for an amulet that we don't have, that was true.
Yeah, I don't like your word games, mister.
We're going to move past that, though, I think, and not worry about who's what has been said
before.
We just
want the information you have.
Of anyone of anything. We just want to hear your dialogue tree.
Yeah, so we can make our own assumption.
Well, obviously, Doug, I'm choosing Renegade.
I know.
This dialogue tree, so, you know, if you want to get Paragon points, that's fine.
I do.
We'll see when the quick time event pops up.
I don't understand all these video game references.
This is truly incredible. This is truly incredible.
We have thought so all along.
Yeah, to see this in person.
So, you've obviously heard of it. You know about it.
This is priceless. This is how our family built our empire. Well, it was once an empire, anyway.
What do you call it? But it's got an awesome sounding name.
Is it like the Imperium something or other?
It might, as John looks wrong.
We had a name already.
It Googles random amulet names.
We can think of things.
No, I didn't write it down, but it's like the Imperium.
This is the amulet that powered the Imperian Armada.
Zur and the Kodan Armat?
Yeah.
What?
The spice must flow?
That works, right?
What was that?
Zur and the Kodan Armat.
Okay, I'm not gonna...
Yeah.
The Imperian Armada, my great-great-great-grandmother, Jamara Available.
Jamara Available?
The Whispering Widow is what you may have heard of her as...
I like that name.
That's a great manga.
This amulet was given to her by a powerful Jinni Sultan.
Ooh.
And she built her merchant empire. This has the power to build a fleet such as that once again.
How?
Yes. No, really. Honestly, how?
Well, you'd need both parts of it, but...
Do you have the other part?
No, I only wish.
Fuck. That's why we're here. That is actually why.
As O'Shea was saying,
right.
The that reason why we've been rather cagey about having this is because we know that you have a right to this amulet. We know that this belongs to your family.
Not a question.
Yeah, it's not a question. We're not thieves.
Nope.
But we have spent probably 80 episodes
easily
or so easily.
Yeah.
Trying to there's a warlord named Grogga the Cruel that threatens our home city and more.
Planet
really ultimately. If he's left unchecked, who knows? And he seeks this amulet. He may have the other half, possibly.
We don't know. We thought
don't
you
know. Know.
We don't know. So he's been seeking
this. We was fun to ask you.
Yeah.
We've been seeking this. He's been seeking this out, and we knew that it was important to get to it first and to stop him. And we did.
Well, what better way to keep it from this villain on your on the material plane where you are from than to leave it here in the plane of air?
With finders, keepers, losers, weepers, dude. It's ours.
We felt like if Grokka could use it in some sort of way as a weapon, then maybe we could use it. We're just, you know, four dudes and some NPCs.
And a cat, and
some fire dancer bros that may or may not be into our wizard.
And some young
clerics.
But
need them all.
At a time.
So we Grokka has an entire pirate army
city
under his thumb
that is attacked, you know, who knows what in our realm. So
and possibly a dragon turtle. We don't know
if we could use this in this amulet that we went through great trials to get. Maybe. If we could use this amulet as a weapon to fight Grokka, then we wanted to find out what the amulet could do and how we could use it as a weapon. It is one thing to keep it from them, sure, but if we could, our powers are only so great. I mean, they're pretty great, but only
I'm
so
pretty great.
We're great.
But we're all great. We've admitted, and we're hilarious.
So this amulet is a powerful enough item to use my aunt, great 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 grandmother did was she used this to empower a fleet of ships to fly in the sky and to travel to the plane of air and back.
And back.
We heard about, okay.
That's pretty powerful.
It sounds like this Grokka the Cruel you speak of would be interested in empowering his own fleet of ships, something like in a similar way.
kind of like bomber.
Right. So let's say for the sake of argument that he has the other half, because we don't know where it is. You don't know where it is. Shit. And we know that he's been seeking the amulet.
Oh, that was
let's say he has the other half of the amulet. This guy already has a fleet of ships. He's got an army, basically, what amounts to an army. He controls an entire large city in our world, if not more. He would be that close,
unstoppable,
to repeating history and sailing his armada
through the skies
to this plane, pillaging, and
God knows what else.
God knows what else. And no offense to your defenses or your castle here, but a few guards with halberds would not be able to stop him.
Oh, well, looking at you guys, I don't think they could stop you.
Thank you very much.
Let me tell you, honestly, these guys are, they're enough to keep out the occasional, rogue air elemental or some air mephits or lightning mephits, but...
Right.
Yeah,
any determined opposition.
And what about those unseen stalkers?
But put some respect on that, though.
So no offense. I mean, your idea about keeping the amulet here to keep it safe, that would matter if he couldn't find it and he didn't know where it was. But I don't know that would be the case, and I don't know that you would be fully equipped to be able to protect it. And if he did get a hold of it and was able to complete the amulet and use its full power, that could threaten not only our home, but yours as well.
So then it would seem a bad idea to take it back to be within his grasp. Listen, I know that you see the potential here, but I have no way to help you reach it. But what I can do is reward you handsomely for the return of my family's artifact. And it can be protected. I may not have the guards, but I have plenty of ways to keep something like this safe.
Well, I'm a little confused because you said that they keep out the occasional mephit, but if someone were to come and try to get it that were on our power level, then they would get it, wouldn't they? They would just take
They'd
it
from have me. To steal the entire castle and break it apart brick by brick to get like, to where I could keep it. And even then, it'd still be with that away from their grasp. My treasure room, let's just say, is very hard to access if you are not me. If at all possible.
But do you have a way for us to duplicate this thing in power scope and in appearance? Because Graka is expecting this thing. And has been, and that's been a part of our mission, is to present him something that looks a lot like this, and then while we got that close, take him down. So if we're not taking this actual thing to him, do you have something that we could bring that looks a lot like this, feels a lot like this?
I don't know. That sounds like a convoluted plan.
I thought so when I heard it.
But no, I think we're going to stick with that plan.
I don't think you're getting the rebels.
No.
I didn't want to judge.
Excuse me, Haz, say it to him again slowly.
I was only fifth level at the time, and I didn't think I knew.
Well, it definitely sounds like a kind of plan that would, you would use if you were less powerful than you are now.
Don't care. You make good sense.
But this is true.
We have had conversations about how we could just kick his ass now instead of
walk up to him and beat
an amulet thing.
I kind of like switching the old amulet trick.
Yeah, in a great Muppet caper.
Yeah, well, Ocean's 11 style.
If I'm hearing you correctly, though,
it would be more great Muppet caper.
What you're suggesting is that
it would try to start out.
Yes, Lizard.
Hand you back the family heirloom to you. You will put it under lock and key, and then we just go back home and we beat the shit out of Graka the Cruel.
True, but as I said, I would reward you handsomely.
How handsome
for the return of my family
as well.
He's back, Hass.
Can we have a moment to discuss between us?
Yeah, let's caucus order.
Let's hear
how handsomely he'd reward us.
Yeah, exactly. That's what do you got?
What do you need to see?
We'll need that information.
I understand the value that it has to you being able to walk on air, but I may have something for you in that regard.
Well, Day-Day definitely needs to fly. Do you have griffin wings for him?
I do not. We do have a number of magic carpets.
Yes. That'd be pretty sweet.
Magic helmet.
I could give one. I will tell you what. You return my family's artifact to me. I'll give you each one of our finest flying carpets.
Each. Do they have missile?
Do I look like I need a carpet, dude?
Very true. True. Perhaps I could give you something else. We have a number of. You see my servants here, my guards. They may not be too good with those weapons of theirs, but they are well equipped.
I mean,
in the D's.
What do you mean?
I got a sight for them.
And so, Alan, did Hazarmaveth ever detect magic?
I believe so. It would make sense, but I don't think in play.
And you wouldn't have had a role for that.
Not that you would have heard about.
No.
No, he did.
I kind of kept it from you, Dia.
Yeah, he was thinking it all along.
It made so much sense. And I do it so much all the time anyway.
We're gonna say yes, John.
It's always going.
All the time.
But I could do it right now. Oh, if it makes sense.
Sounds like it would be good for plot reasons.
Well, I just I couldn't remember if you did or not. You want to do it now,
that plot.
He sees you
60 feet.
You know, Doug, though, I'm going to have to go click on all of these NPCs to see if they have any dialogue trees now.
I don't mind. And if we can get a game of Triple Triad going, too, maybe.
Oh,
that's smart.
Triple Triad.
That'd be fun.
Gwent. Anybody here play Gwent?
We could play some Pizzak, dude.
So, Hazarmaveth, you sense that there is a number of magic pings on each of these guards.
So they have.
All in the groin area.
They're not well.
Plus five cock
guards. They're trained well, but they are not experienced men. But I do keep them well equipped.
Oh, that's when.
And I could.
That's when I would detect magic.
And I have And I have more where that came from.
Well, let me check my slots.
You return my family's artifact to me.
What's open? What can I improve?
Yeah.
I could give a.
I don't have any rings.
Item of magic to each of you as well, and a flying carpet to go
this
with.
I think we should take the deal.
This sounds generous.
This sounds dope, dude.
I have one other question, just in case. I have one question.
Yes.
Do you have any means of interplanar communication?
Wow. I do not. Perhaps.
Like a telephone?
Perhaps a scroll from our library.
Yeah, kind of like a
telephone. Would possess a spell that could do such a thing, but I. I'm not a wizard or a spellcaster myself. We have scrolls, but I don't know what to do with them myself.
Okay. Well, what I was thinking is...
I'm good with my blade.
If the DM is misleading us here in any way, and if you needed to contact us...
Well, has Armaveth sense motive one on a sense motive? Didn't?
Yes, unfortunately.
Well, even if... Yeah, you know, he could change his mind.
We're just going with that, John.
He could change his mind. If your castle was ever under attacked by, say, a giant pirate fleet or whatever, that there maybe would be some way for you to contact us.
Ah, well, I could have. Well, we do have ways to call for help, but I could add you to our list of emergency contacts.
Rolodex. Yeah.
Put us on your contacts, bro. Yeah. Snapchat ID.
I will have Dodgian add you, to a list of allies.
All right.
By the way, I'm giving Dodgian the stink Dodgian. Eye. Dodgian. Whatever his name is.
He's ducked out. Dodgian. Like you see him peeking around a little every once in a while, but he's trying to stay out of sight.
See how civilized people. Communicate with one.
Okay,
another.
Let's not act
on over here.
Look,
okay.
He's young and Dodgian is
up in my grill.
Dodgian is young and inexperienced, but he's just doing his job.
Chalked us up to experience, little bro.
Yeah, we're level 10, dog.
He's my nephew.
About to get yourself baked.
He needs the work. You know,
what kind of baked?
Like fireball baked.
Oh,
burning
not
hand.
Not the good kind.
So nope, she, definitely was, not the good
she was putting down the haversack and getting ready.
Very, very good. Well, let's see.
So, yeah, let's...
So, do you guys get high?
Yeah.
The guard's like,
you got some. Ever try sweet leaf, sir?
Yeah.
Would you like to dabble?
Let's get that hookah.
I tap my nose like, you guys like
this
party?
Guy totally uses a hookah.
We're all friends.
Yeah. All right, man. So this guy starts running, talking about all kinds of different things he has in his treasure hoard.
Tanglefoot bags.
magic carpets, of course, he says.
I gotta cure light wounds.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need you to recognize how far Douglas has come since the beginning of this game. He knows the difference between power levels, and he knows a Tanglefoot bag.
I'm really good at this now, guys.
He's doing really good.
Very good at this.
Really.
It's a good pace.
It's like a pro.
Have that roll. Made any roll.
Real shit now.
And I'll fucking clog this shit up quick. When we get to that
point. You want 5 minutes gone? Fuck a roll.
So he starts talking about, the magic carpets, of course. He talks about other magic items they have. They have rings, they have wands, they have scrolls. He also, if it is not necessarily a powerful item, perhaps a valuable item, he has fine art that he'd be willing to reward you with. And historical treasures from the lands of Galarion and the Inner Sea.
Oh, you got our artifacts, long lost artifacts.
Yeah, we got y'all shit. You got our shit. We could take that shit back home, sell it.
It's a fair trade.
You may donate it, right?
Or donate to your church for money.
Whatever, Earn some clout with the people back on.
That's in existence back there too.
They got
clout. Well, I just mean in the less mechanical sense, just
a lot of changes since we've been gone. It's all clout now.
So everything
they got that handbook too.
Patronage system back on.
Ever since social media got going.
Hey, look,
they got it off GOG.com.
Oh, click through Pornhub when you do that, and then / Douglas of Dragons for 20% off
and free shipping.
And a free handy
plug-in.
Shipping in the sense of fan fiction.
It's like, what interests you? Perhaps a ring of energy resistance.
Ooh.
It's
always a good idea.
Perhaps just a ring of protection, a powerful ring of protection.
What level?
That would be good too.
What about
scrolls?
We have a library of scrolls, my friend.
Fifth levels.
If there is a particular scroll you're looking for, I'm sure we could find it.
Five.
I'm sure there'd be a decent chance of that anyway.
Five fifth level spells. That would be great.
Have a ring of invisibility.
Perhaps. Let me think. What about? I mean, I have a ring of wizardry.
Ooh.
No use to me. Dungeon would be very sad to see that go.
Well, he can get over it. He can build himself a bridge and get all the way over it. Because that sounds really good to me.
That's fantastic.
Ring of Wizardry.
Do you know what it does?
I'm consulting my mind.
Ring of Wizardry, depending on what level it is, actually doubles the number of spells per day for one specific level.
Damn.
So like a first level ring would be less expensive, obviously, than a second, than a third. Yeah,
I need a fifth level.
That's pretty good, though. Even if it doubles first level spells, that's pretty good.
I think they only make them up to fourth, and those are ridiculously expensive.
Yeah. Do you have a ridiculously expensive ring of wizardry?
Probably not that powerful.
All
probably,
right.
Probably level two or something in there.
Level two.
This is me speaking, not...
It's been a while since I dwelled
this is me speaking.
Sounds similar.
Not, but of course, Carrie. Yeah, we have the same voice.
Let me check. Let me just go through my mind.
Level
twos are worth doubling.
They're valuable.
Three wishes. We can open that pot of whatever.
You know what it was, man. Guys, I don't know what you're talking about.
It was just today that I realized that we could have wished for a way to double our spells on a daily basis for the rest of our lives. Fuck, and just have, like, great. You know.
No, but these wings, though.
Guys, I got wings. It's we're not going to do
all
any
all,
better.
You did pretty good. You got them off your tail, and you got cloven wings, and the space-time continuum is intact.
Yeah.
Nobody is their own
until
grandfather.
We meet our future selves.
Yeah.
Nobody like is their own grandfathers.
Yeah. So that worked out well.
No paradox.
Yeah.
Paradoxes. We didn't break this. Okay.
So, that's you know, not too bad. Perhaps you would like a powerful suit of armor or a sword or
a robe?
Oh, Shay, you haven't got
a powerful robe.
Sword or
yeah, you need something for that. Yeah, you have. Did you get any weapons here?
No, I haven't. I don't have.
Oh, you gotta get something. You gotta get a souvenir from here.
Yeah,
you gotta get a magnet and a sword.
like a refrigerator magnet,
a bumper sticker. And, yeah, right. I went to the elemental plane of air, and all I got was this loud. God killer,
a vorpal sword.
Snickersnack.
You know, there we have some items from
Dazzle Me Accordion.
There was these monks of the Blue Hand, if I remember the stories. Ancestor
and their
monk Smurf
worked with Smurf.
Blue Hand.
That's some pretty powerful stuff.
Go on.
You know, they have robes. I mean, perhaps something that would be something you'd be interested in.
I mean, I like for sure. I like getting comfy.
Wait, who's he talking to?
You.
O'Shea's gonna trade out. For
right, he's like stepping in. I was like,
I can't wear a robe.
I thought he was talking to me about some monk shit.
Is it gonna get in your way as you swing your weapons?
I thought you were a human fighter, not a monk.
I just like being fly.
Let me see if I can jog your memory. Robe of the Arc Magi.
Yeah, I don't think you're an Arc Magi yet, are you?
Excuse me. I mean,
that's, let him tell like, you.
I beg to differ.
That's like level 20.
And?
Uh-huh.
And you're not level 20.
If I wore the robe, I might as well be.
Yeah, that seems like something that... We don't have. Seems quite powerful. As a matter of fact,
a story
I heard of a great air wizard named Gon had those, but he spent his entire life savings.
And he's gone.
Powerful wizard.
Very, very powerful.
Anyway.
Let's talk about this. Are we going to give him the amulet for safekeeping now and get all this shit?
Yeah, I think that's what we're saying.
Okay, all right, let's do
this. I'm actually feeling like we're giving it to him forever. It's his family's, and he just gets it.
If
it's a good plan to keep it here.
If there's some use for it, if you find the other half, and there's some way that it could be used to help save your world, you know, I'd be more than willing to help.
I mean, it's up to you, Day-Day. Whatever.
Our family originated in Galaria, and I have no desire to see
it's yours
trouble in those lands.
It's yours. I mean, at this point, it's been around your hairy chest for more than 3 days. You're attuned to it.
You're the one that floats when you win.
Well, like I guess in game, I said that my spells had started to come from it. Like it was like the focus of my casting.
Mm-hmm.
So it would be an adjustment, I guess, for me to give it up. But it doesn't belong to me. I was just carrying it.
Okay, are you going to get enough dope shit in return?
Well, I'm waiting to find out. I'm looking at the list of rings.
I asked about all of them.
Do you have any robes that look like flames are underneath the very surface of the material? Possibly.
Like blazing robes?
Yes, not unlike blazing robes, indeed.
I may.
John's good.
Now that might be something I could see myself adorned with. Yes.
I want to know a bit more about this blue jumpsuit of protection.
Let me go get some things and I'll bring them back for you, priest. Please make yourself back home here in the courtyard or
where's the privy?
Back in the bar.
I'd like to access the privy, actually.
You got some like nice light sandwiches we can.
I've had a little bit I've imbibed a little bit too much and I need the privy. His armor vest says BRB.
All right, so he brings back some stuff. He hands Quoven this set of magical monk's robes. It's a simple brown robe, but you can feel it just like an aura when it's handed to you. It's like, ooh. And what it does is is your AC and unarmed damage are treated as a monk of 5 levels higher.
Wow.
Wow.
Is that good?
A 15 level monk, bruh.
What would that make your unarmed damage in your...
And that's just the first sentence. That's just the second sentence. Yeah.
Let's just... What else does this have to offer?
Well, it also gives you another use of your stunning fist.
Well, I'm sold.
Which you don't use, but you can start.
Yeah, you never use your stunning fist. You use a lot of your stuff you don't use much anymore.
Too busy flying fist. Around. Too busy flapping them big wings.
Yeah, you know what he does use now?
I got a lot of stuff.
Giant griffin wings.
I do.
Yeah, so instead of D10s, your unarmed strikes right now would be 2D6.
Oh, that's brutal.
And your AC bonus instead of +2 is a +3.
That's nice.
But then it's going to, it'll get to +4.
But on the other hand, you look like you're wearing a sack.
It's
a velvet sack.
You could, wear it like under your regular robes. If you really wanted
to. Dude, brown is a good color for
you. Just could put your golden diaper on the outside of it.
No, it's very messy.
Like it'd be a very, very cool superhero, guys. Old and brown with coolest. I don't know why Liefeld didn't draw this guy.
You would look like Ragman.
there are no pouches in this, not even pockets.
Are we getting this stuff? Is this?
He brought it to us. He just handed it. He's
got right. He's, stack if, full this stuff. Is all yours. Should you know? Right. Leave the amulet here, and you may take. And he's like, "Look, I got these carpets.
Yeah.
Each one, you guys could each have one.
Oh, we could all fly without casting any spells.
But I mean, you know,
there's a couple of rings.
You may not need one, my friend, with the wings, but
I'm taking one.
But you can still.
Could be useful, perhaps, for underlings or something.
Carrying shit, or game could write it, or sure. Something. There's a couple of rings I'm interested in, and maybe if you have them, I would ask you if you would have them, would you part with them?
Okay.
I mentioned the ring of invisibility earlier. I'd still be interested in that if you think I could handle it.
You did mention it earlier, and he pulls out a case. Because he brought back like a trunk of stuff. Oh, yeah, his guards carrying it. He pulls a case out of it and opens it up, and there's rows of rings.
Wow.
Maybe about 15 different rings in here. All powerful items, including the stuff he's wearing on his own hands. She's got a number.
Can you handle this? I don't think they can handle this.
I have a number of rings here. What is it you're looking for?
Well, Ring of Invisibility, first and foremost, if you have one.
Yes.
And, okay.
That is one I know I do have.
If you do have that and you are willing to relinquish that, then that would be fine. I don't need to mention any of the others.
Yes, he has it. I'm rolling. When you ask for these specific things, I'm rolling to see if he has it. I have a percentage.
I want this blazing robe so bad I could.
I rolled a 99 on a D100 when you asked for the Ring of Invisibility, and that's a get.
Is that good? Okay.
Can I upsell? Can I trade something in for something with this guy?
Maybe.
Just want to get a +2 on the ring of protection and trade him for my +1.
Oh, yeah, of course. Hmm. We have a few powerful rings. He goes, he pulls one. This is a plus three ring, if he doesn't say that.
Well,
I'll tell you what. So, robes and a ring. It's a good sound. It has a ring to it. here you go.
It's the shop he owned and his family owned before he settled down with this
castle. Does he want the ring plus one?
Give that to one of your...
Okay. Data?
I saw that you had a crew on your own ship. As you see, I outfit my men and women with only the best. You should as well.
He did say that.
And yeah,
I picked it up magically.
Yeah, I'll take that if you want to give it to me. Do you want this ring of ghost sounds?
No, I gave that to you.
I know, but I can only wear two rings. I'll wear the ring of visibility and the protection.
Okay, we're going to give somebody else the ghost sounds one.
Does anybody else want the ghost sounds ring?
I can't.
O'Shea.
And it's a nice, and you get one true strike a day, so.
Yeah.
That's pretty tight.
It's called ghost sounds.
Yeah. Make it like a gong or.
Ooh. Oh. Like you got to remember what the. London. I don't remember what the ring was called, the actual name of it.
That's what I wrote down was Ring of Ghost Sounds, but I'm not sure if that's right.
It totally isn't right.
This is great podcast material.
Ghost Sounds.
It's called Ring of Serene Contortions, yeah. Right?
Well, damn. Really?
All right. Yeah,
Serene Contortions. I don't know.
You're going to
come at me
one
with that.
Favorite. Actresses.
Okay, so what it actually does is it gives you a plus two on your escape artist checks. It at will you may use the ghost sound cantrip, but only with the sound of a peaceful chime, a small gong, a temple bell, that kind of thing. And it's the same thing every time. It can't change. But it acts like the ghost sound spell. But you don't have the threat. And then once per day, you may also use True Strike. Yeah. When Danelin wore that ring, it sounded, when he'd use it, it'd sound like chimes, like heavenly chimes. Quoven, it was just like a gong, gong.
Well, in a temple somewhere in the mountains.
With O'Shea, it sounds like...
It sounds like a... Like,
Sounds
like a wet fart.
Japanese horror. And, you know, maybe thinks of this ring is with the ghost sounds.
Yeah.
As, you know.
Do you have a ring of the grudge?
Being part of that legacy. Right. And then maybe, and then also thinks about how he's just going to maybe try and sell it later.
Yeah. There you go. Well, it's not very valuable.
Give it to a girl to try to impress her.
There you go.
No, you can make sounds.
But yeah, like, thanks a lot.
All right. So
make them in bed.
Is this, and this is what O'Shea gets
loud.
O'Shea gets old ring.
A carpet and a ring of invisibility for you, my friend. I'm glad that we've calmed down, both of us, and now see eye to eye.
Absolutely. So don't hold the murdering that's about to happen against me.
It's not going to happen.
Monk's robes and a ring of protection for you, my friend. Yeah. How about the robes rather than a carpet? Wouldn't that be fine, do you think?
Yeah, I got wings. I'm good.
And to you, my wizardly arcane friend.
Talk to me.
A magic carpet, a flying carpet for you. And then what is it that you might be interested in?
Robes, blazing robes.
Yeah, you said something like that. So I looked through... Look through what I have.
Our inventory.
We do not, unfortunately, have that.
Oh. Okay, so we're 0 for 2.
Again, I have a number of powerful rings here.
You should buy that, though, Alan. You should buy that. It's only 11,000 gold.
It's 11,000 gold pieces, bro.
We got you.
Yeah, you should buy that. You got that. You got like 30,000.
I do have this ring of evasion. This is quite a pile. I wear one of these myself.
I demonstrate. I swing at him, and he just kind of dodges.
Please don't.
Indeed.
I knew that would happen.
For any reason.
We do have, like I said, this ring of wizardry.
Yeah, that sounded good, man. Come on.
Well, I mean, For what level is what level is the Ring of Wizardry? What ring, of spells?
Ring of Wizardry will help your second level spells.
Second level
spells. Much, but you'll find that the market in this Galerion is, and Galerion is, they're not as maybe valuable as you think if you were to try to resell it. But
yeah, what about those ion stones? Got any of those for the wizard?
We do have a number of powerful ion stones, yes.
Those are fucking sweet.
They are not bad at all.
I kind of model mine as it rotates around my head.
All I have to know is, okay, plus two enhancements.
Just don't get the same one I got. Or
a caster level? Do you have an orange one?
It won't be fashion worth it.
How about an orange one? Do you have an orange ion stone?
All right, here's a
whole list.
Here's the roll.
I'm looking at him.
Just naming colors, okay.
You're looking at an orange prism?
Yes, plus one caster level is what it seems to do. Is that just a DC for the DC?
Yeah.
Oh, well, then forget that.
That's no fun.
No, I want more spells, bro.
Well, shit, if he wanted a scroll, he could copy into his spell book. Those, you could probably grab a few of those rather than any item if he wanted.
You want some new spells, Haz?
I do, but I want them to be fifth level and fourth level. I don't want to waste second level spells. I could learn those.
Well,
give me fourth and fifth.
But this is free, right?
Yeah, I mean, fifth level spells, a scroll of a fifth level spell only costs a 1,000 gold, 1,125 gold. You could
you could
take a number from his library.
All right. Then how about five of them? Can I have five?
10. Do I have 10?
I can't cast all those. I'm limiting myself to five so I don't drive myself crazy trying to pick five fifth level spells. I can only cast three of them per day.
Do what I do. Yeah, pick one and go with that.
We have a huge variety. I'll tell you what. Give me a list. Give a list of spells you wish to look into to Dungeon, and he will go and see in our library if we have what you're looking for.
It's a deal. I will do that. Come back to me.
If you wished for a sixth level spell for future use too, we may be able to help you.
Cash me outside.
All right, man. And then you, sir? You have fine armor, it seems, but perhaps something shinier.
Oh, yeah.
Or perhaps...
He likes that Raider symbol on it.
Or perhaps something else you may be interested in?
I mean, I could use some... I mean, armor sounds good. It's been a while.
Been a while.
Yeah.
You got any open slots that you can fill? Boots? Belt, amulet, ring,
shoulder.
I have a belt of physical might.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one.
Perhaps you would be interested in a powerful cloak to protect you.
I mean, that sounds pretty handy.
A handy.
But I think, but I see you have a fine cape already.
I have an eagle. I have an eagle cloak right now.
Yeah, you have a carpet now, though. I mean,
turning into eagle is kind of dope, though.
Yeah, what if they fall off the carpet?
I want a t-shirt cannon to put the carpet.
Bird fetishes.
Shoot the carpet. Go eagle form.
Yeah, I'm going to change mine. I want to be able to turn into a falcon.
Yeah.
I'll take a sparrow.
Or like look like a falcon or have a falcon. Yeah. Maybe like Hawk on Buck Rogers.
Yeah. Perhaps.
Hawk.
O'Shea, you can be Stratos.
Done.
Stratos confirmed.
Who is that?
I don't know if that's a good idea.
From E-Man.
Perhaps I have something that you may be interested in. Let me see how good my religion check is. Oh, pretty good.
That's really good.
You are a cleric of Shaylin, yes? Well, have here.
He's got the haircut.
All up in your business.
You may be interested then in this. Oh. And he pulls forth a golden ring set with seven brightly colored gems.
I'm going to type golden ring into Pornhub.
Is that Thanos What do they call that?
I really suggest you wouldn't. You don't do that.
Oh God.
Infinity gems.
Oh God. What have I done?
This is a powerful ring of protection. Golden ring. However, this does allow you to turn into a beautiful songbird 7 times a day for 10 minutes each.
Caw.
Really?
7 times. Why?
It is a ring, and you will see the symbol of your goddess.
Oh, weird.
Dude, you would love to turn into a fucking songbird.
I think I have to.
With red hair.
So he shows you this ring, and he shows you here.
Still
got
the Eric Stoltz hair.
There's engravings of songbirds and flying about, and you do see it engraving the symbol of Shaylin.
It's the Twitter symbol.
It's the Twitter symbol.
Tweet, tweet.
That's all around the band of this golden ring, and then 7 different colored bright gems. And this is a ring of protection plus 3.
That is nice.
So you want your ring of invisibility back?
Yeah.
Bird form.
Bird form,
invisibility.
So I don't know. Invisibility is kind of tight, though, too.
It is, but that's a pretty nice ring.
Yeah. No, you can't pass it up.
I got to take that.
Mm-hmm.
You could be the scout.
I can't give this.
Just toss.
Is the bird the size of a hand? Is it still a small songbird?
Yeah. Can I not make this ring? I'll take that.
What?
7 times a day, 1 for each gem, 10 minutes each time.
Tell me why I'm the only one that thinks that this is a perfectly useless spell.
Well,
it's a ring of protection plus 3 also, which is pretty good in the first place.
Right.
Oh,
and that's just the added bonus to it.
And then there's some role-playing
opportunities.
Daylin specific opportunities here. So, you know.
And man, being a bird with Eric Stoltz hair, I mean,
being a bird is being invisible. Anyway, like if you
that's true, a lot that's of true. Who's gonna spot the songbird, right? Or even know what they're looking at?
Yeah.
What if you're a shitty songbird? And
yeah, I'm thinking. I mean, I'm thinking of Anne Murray though. I'm thinking of actually good stuff.
Yeah, well, I'll be landing on some princess's hands, of course.
Yeah. What if you're like off key?
Oh, squish!
What the squish. Fuck is that bird?
They will just
yeah. You can't. It. Unfortunately, as in the shape of that songbird, you don't sing any better than you do as a human.
Well, confirmed.
Tweet.
I'm a
Every
bird.
Time you hear Alan saying that's Daylin.
Hey. Oh, you mean the good stuff?
It's not
all good. It's all good. Yeah, it's all good, man.
Good stuff only.
What are you talking about?
Okay. So we're shuffling things out around if you don't mind. Because O'Shea, you didn't get anything, did you? Or did you?
He got his magnet. We're good.
We're looking at things.
He was going to take the ring of invisibility.
I can go invisible and hit dudes invisible.
You'd become invisible as soon as you hit him.
Yeah.
And the carpet you ride would not, if you were riding it, would not.
But it would just look like a flying carpet.
Invisibility.
But you could definitely sneak up on him.
If the flying carpet turns lengthwise,
what is this
you
carpet flying at me for?
That's so weird.
Carpet goes lengthwise, stealth, can't even see it. 2D. It just looks like a line coming at you. You don't even understand it.
Carpet. Flatland.
Just looks like a flat line. You don't even see it.
And then when he turns,
boom, eagle.
It's
in your face.
And invisible eagle.
Can I roll my two-dimensional stealth roll?
You have no idea.
Holy crap, what's going on?
And it got ghost sounds. And you're like, it is haunted.
Go,
Douglas and Dragons.
I think I kept the ghost sounds ring. Well, you can have it if you want it.
I got 4-finger ring on each hand. Flossing, balling out of control.
I need another ring now. I'll have to get one at some point.
Oh man,
I think I'm gonna get the
O'Shea goes invisible.
I'm gonna get scrolls
and just lurks.
This character sheet won't update anything though. So I'll
mouth
just lurks creepily,
just creeping. Go to the eagle.
Hello, ladies.
With the mask, with the aspect of the snake. Oh yeah,
Kevin Bacon, invisible man type shit.
Yeah, like yeah. How far are these rules stretched? What constitutes hitting attacks?
Like hitting that or hitting this?
That's rapey.
Does it cover tapping?
This is This is all in character. She's just asking these broad generalizations of questions.
What counts as hitting?
Understands the finer points.
Don't act like that.
He just wants to know the
parameters.
The parameters, rules.
You know,
fuck your laws.
Do laws apply when you're invisible? I don't think so.
Is it a different jurisdiction?
No, of course not.
Well, guys, we don't even know. Maybe it's a custom around here, huh?
I don't know.
Yeah,
we got a lot of customs.
A lot of customs. We don't.
This
know.
Worked out. This worked out pretty good. I say so myself and get on my carpet. Do an ollie, revert, split stance, switch 50-50, grind 7 stair handrail. Land perfect.
All of that?
Yeah, I'm good.
I'm sure phony hawk over here.
Yeah. You say phony hawk?
Yes.
Gentlemen, I got to say, this is truly, this day, it's very important. I mean, in my family's history, this is what started it all for us.
You can probably name this day after us.
We're happy to help.
And
if you
I will.
Want to throw us a feast in our honor tonight. Oh,
yeah. Well, we'd be cool with that, too.
Too much.
But you're reading my mind.
Oh?
Oh,
really? Oh yes. A fine...
Day-Day, how'd you get... I mean...
A fine...
How'd you get that power?
Casserole of enchilada will be coming...
Frito pie? Or you gonna
have my
pie?
Girls starting
I'm lactose
right
intolerant.
That sounds really nice.
Served in a dining room the size, you know, 15 by
15. We're giving you the big room.
You know, I'm glad that we were able to come to an understanding that we're all friends, but we were expecting a fight, so...
Yeah, do you have any jobbers?
Can you throw some of
us? Can
we practice on some of you guys?
You don't even know the spells that I've memorized.
Do you have a gladiator arena we can fight in?
How close are you really to your nephew?
Oh, he's a dumb little shit, but he means well, and he tries hard.
I throw my sword.
He actually is a promising young man, but... he has no worldly experience. That's the problem with.
We're not taking.
Oh, okay.
No, we're not. Don't even stop right there, sir. Ship is full.
This is exactly.
His name
are you sure?
Too
because
much like Dunstan. To
because
me.
He's not as cool. Earnest as Dunstan. He's,
is he a genie?
This kid's real.
Is it a genie kid we're talking about?
Yeah.
Oh, Dante.
No, he's a human.
Listen, I wouldn't put a low level character in a game with a name if he didn't have a chance of becoming one of Damon's followers.
But so he doesn't even with like a name
as an opportunity.
I was arguing with him and like yelling at him and stuff.
He was just stunned.
Has got to look at
very
him.
Well.
Has is not a hoe.
I'm
you gotta throw everyone at me.
I'm just making sure.
Is that guy around the corner giving
can
you the elevator eyes?
I already established how well equipped the guards were. So
can I breathe?
You iPhone boy?
Can I live?
Yes.
Damn.
My O'Shea steps back.
Yeah. Thank you. Go chase them tenderonis. There's plenty of them around here. Nice.
Are there some? Holla holla.
Well,
it's the post.
You've done
post,
some good dealings here. You get a feast. He says you could stay in some of the guest rooms if you'd like to, before you know, get some rest before you head back out.
Since we didn't burn it to the ground,
and all that, and you're all geared up.
Oh, all going home, up. Guys.
We are all geared up.
We did the thing.
We did not kill any of these people.
Now you have to go meet Percy's dad, Ilmek, and he has a way, he said, to get you and the ship back to the plane of air.
That's what he said.
Or back to the material plane from the plane of air.
He did say that.
He did.
He's going to hold the ship in his talons and throw
he
us.
He done said it.
And it'll be a few days to get to where he said to meet. He said Percy knows the way. Okay.
To carry the sleigh through the snow. I forgot the lyric.
And again, Percy is his son, the young, very young silver dragon that is traveling with you. And so, do you have anything else you want to do here before you go?
I'd like to thank you.
Ransacking the treasure room now.
Benevolent.
O'Shea, turn invisible and ransack the treasure room.
I turn invisible and then turn into an eagle and fly my magic carpet into the treasure room.
Don't do it. Don't even.
And you find that
bird pockets.
And you find that extremely powerful magics allow only those with the blood of the Whispering Widow Eagles, running through their veins may enter this place. Shane
Jackson is that descendant.
So, I've removed the sword from the stone.
He wins D&D.
So you get an IV transfusion.
Right, your nose up.
We hook up. We capture Okarian.
And now you are She-Hulk.
Drain him of my blood. Final wish.
The current She-Hulk.
I wonder if you drank his blood, if a vampire could do it.
That's disgusting.
Let's find out.
Yeah,
we next should... time.
Next. I have one thing that I want to privately, when I get a chance, everybody's eating enchiladas, and I kind of go over to a carrion and say, hey, your guards may have made you aware. O'Shea over there, he's got this cursed dagger. That's why he couldn't get rid of it, but he doesn't, it's cursed, so he doesn't even realize.
What are you talking about?
That it's a bit, no, man, you just go on, stuff your face, man.
Dude, I think they're talking about you.
Have some more, something to drink. He doesn't even realize that it's a problem. Like, he doesn't know that he can't get rid of it. So, do you have perhaps a dispel curse scroll in there? And I could, if you have one, I could cast it on him, and then he'll understand that it's, you know, we can get rid of the dagger.
And you can have the dagger.
He can be freed of it and the murderous impulses that come with it.
Well, let's just, yeah, let's just say it is. Because you, nice. You could actually do it, since you're a cleric, I mean, you know every spell in the cleric spell book.
I know. I don't have it memorized, and I thought maybe we could take care of it real quick.
Okay. Yeah.
Dude, so much is getting wrapped up on this
episode.
We'll
take that dagger and put it in a safe spot too.
There's 200 experience for you. Ding.
So can I have my dagger back?
First to a level 11.
You beat us, sir.
No, man. This dagger is bad news. When you had this dagger, you would not.
You get stabby.
You were obsessed with it. You got stabby.
Do I feel anything, John? Now that the dagger and the curse has been lifted, do I not remember anything that's happened in the last 8 years or however long we've been playing?
This isn't Magnemar.
Who are you people? Oh, they did it. Recognize clearly, but
you were arm wrestling.
And you were there, and you were there.
Well, this is
fuck
this
you, is fuck you. That guy's cool. Fuck
so,
you.
I'm not emo anymore. I've removed that push my hair back from out of my eyes.
Your goatee,
shave your goatee.
Your goatee falls away. It's not evil O'Shea anymore.
I mean, I had I already had a goatee.
It's always been evil O'Shea.
And I look weird. You guys find out that I have much less of a chin than you thought I did because I was using the goatee to hide it.
Oh God! Can you hide that or something? Damn!
You got some sweet chin music going on there.
It's like I have too much. I have too much lip now on top.
Oh, that's a horrible look.
Like Will Smith Chris doesn't Evans. Have a mustache. Yeah,
like Chris Evans trying to be Captain America with all that lip.
And we're back. Are we even doing a thing anymore? I don't know.
John's trying to hook us up with some mess.
I'm trying to get you guys
you
on.
You know he is. He's going to mess us up. He's going to come at us.
All right, so you guys take off.
Got the three monitors set up.
Oh, you wanted me to roll. See, I didn't want to do this because I'm afraid.
Yeah, you got. Yeah, roll, man.
Don't be a scared.
Could I get that assist? Am I going to get a plus two from Day Day?
I already told you are, and you don't get a plus two. You get to roll twice.
Oh, okay.
Ooh.
Is the God of all things listening?
Yes.
Okay. Is it just a straight charisma roll? Is that
good
what it
luck.
Is?
Ride check.
Unless you got a diplomacy bonus.
Right.
Ride check.
Reverse cowgirl.
Confirmed. Ride.
That comes later.
Yeah, that's later if you're lucky.
Before I can make a ride.
Cowboy.
Good thing I took those pips. I took those pips and power bottom.
I just critted.
Oh man!
Roll again.
Not rolling again.
Now you roll your ride check.
All right.
Your dexterity bonus.
Dominicus got a real deep voice, right?
But that's Dominicus apparently was a little self conscious. Like, wait, what are you doing? You don't want to. So yeah. So you good know job. What You worked it.
That's not a good thing to hear. What are you doing?
I know. Yeah, but I'll show him.
If he looks like wrong. If Jason Mimosa and Mario Lopez had a baby. He looks like that.
Jason Mimosa. Mario Lopez,
but with more of a beard
and more hair on his chest.
More hair on his chest. Yeah,
slightly taller.
Bigger forearms.
Mm. Yeah, big hairy forearms.
Big time.
Okay, that works for me.
As his armor that spits into his own hand.
Yeah. Oh, but he turns his head as he does it.
For what reason?
I don't know. You have to tell us.
I think what you don't understand is that I am a high level wizard.
Right.
Therefore, I have the spell Grease.
Oh,
that's why I get messy.
It's not necessary for me.
It's like all over the room.
Put a towel down.
What are you guys doing in there?
Don't you worry about it. We're fine in here. Grease. We're fine in here.
There's like grease coming under the door.
We're fine. We're good in here.
I don't think so.
Everything's happening.
Roll up a towel and put it by the base of the door. No, it's not for sound.
I look at Data. It's like, why would he cast grease?
Detect magic.
Yeah. Good thing I'm the resident magic detector.
You know what? I'm just going to open this door, guys.
But roll your ride check. I want to see how you do.
I don't know why you suspect that I'm going to be the one riding.
I want to see how...
Has do you have the feet?
The riding is
not necessarily.
I feel like the ride could apply to any.
Could apply to any
applicant.
Yeah.
Participant. All right.
I want to throw a ride.
Put it out there. Let me just put it out there. I'm not the one riding. It's fine. Let's just stop and shit. You can hear things getting knocked off the shelves in the room.
You remove your sweatpants.
Yeah. Lots of action going on.
I knew I shouldn't have tied these.
Lots of kinetic action happening.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
All the grease.
When I got on the ship, I definitely memorized grease. I definitely
What music did you put on for this?
Sarah McLachlan.
a really sad song.
No, how about some?
You guys can picture some children and
Daft Punk.
Some Daft Punk.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Got some Daft Punk up in here. We got some strobe lights going off. We got
at that speed. You're gonna be starting some fires.
Yeah, there's gonna be a lot of friction.
He's a fire mage. I am an evocation mage. I am.
There's definitely gonna be fire.
Oh, he could dance. He could dance all in that fire, dog.
Dance all night.
Realize.
Mm-hmm. I'm so glad this happened.
Cast some resist energy on him, so he don't get hurt.
Oh my god.
I can help with that.
You know,
there's a lot going on here.
You put a lot of thought into this.
Mm. Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome.
When O'Shea did it with Rashmi, it was bad and quick.
Yeah. It was like two pump chump. It was like, okay,
I've been working on this chump for a week.
Thank you.
So, you know,
after this is all over, he's gonna come up to me and say, here's your follower back. I'm gonna say, what's this dish rag? What do I want with this?
It's got a permanent smile. The cast permanency, cast it on his smile.
What is this?
So you're gonna wear that for the rest of your life.
Oh man.
And
now who's talking about the confidence?
I know stuff.
I know stuff.
Zarephath is haughty in all things.
Leave the headband on.
Confident and
his wisdom is very low.
He knows stuff.
He knows things. He's very intellectual. Wise, not so much.
Man, I'm gonna attribute that natural 20 on that charisma check to the enchiladas of confidence.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
No, for sure. Why? What else would you do?
This guy made a fantastic.
All right, man. So you guys you're on the airship. You're on the Lucent Claw. And you are cruising for a few days across the endless skies, getting like you're gonna go home. You're going back to the material plane.
Oh my god, it's happening, guys! Guys, it's happening.
Where are we headed right now, Percy?
The location of this place is a secret, but it does. I don't believe any of you are really.
We wouldn't know where it was if you told us.
Yeah, I'm not too worried about that, Percy.
In the sky,
who are we gonna tell? We're all in the ship.
It's all in the sky here.
Yeah,
I don't know.
What? It's by the star.
It's by the cloud.
Yeah, over here. That looks like a dick right now, but it's gonna change.
I don't know, guys. It's all looking pretty familiar to me.
We are headed to the Citadel of the Silver Dragons.
Oh, I knew it.
Fuck yeah!
Fucking A right.
Damn.
And once we are there. Great portal that can send you to the plane.
Fuck yeah.
Material plane.
With the airship?
Wow. So Silver Dragons can get to the...
We can go right through it.
With the airship. Anytime you want, huh?
Does Quoven consider himself like dragon kin at this point?
I wouldn't...
Dragon brother?
No, I am Griffin God. Can you read?
I have to check my stat sheet.
Relieved that you finally stopped blaspheming.
What about the griffins?
Well, he doesn't. Yeah, he didn't really care about that. Next time you summon your griffin, we'll see what he has to say about it.
Bubbles, he's cool.
All right, so we know what Hazarmaveth is doing with his downtime on this trip. Anybody and else have time. Anything specific they're doing?
Uptime.
Yeah.
Up and down time.
Yeah, that's what Dominicus is doing, though.
I wish I'd like to turn this this big bunch of sweet leaf into some rollies, so he drops it off at Echo and the other one's chambers.
Has she been practicing this whole time? Like you were teaching her to roll. She didn't do very good the first time.
She's been I don't know how
she's been rolling practicing. Up too tight now.
Yeah, yeah.
Wet lipped.
Just the shit out of them.
Yeah, she's super,
super good.
Yeah,
super.
Well, she's a super good learner. She's obviously doesn't have years of experience, but
right.
You definitely see improvement in her rolling skills.
I'm gonna keep going for it, but if I remember right, O'Shea wasn't getting anywhere by hollering, so he's just gonna.
No, you were. You did. You rolled really well.
Oh, what's up, girl?
Yeah, so O'Shea's in with his business.
I think O'Shea had a critical on that too. If I recall last game. Yeah.
Dang.
I remember him.
You guys are rolling crits on Dalen's followers.
And I had a zero. I rolled a one and he rolled a 20.
Yeah.
And I was singing Some Guys Have All the Luck. I remember it. Don't think I know.
And O'Shea tells her about this show he's been watching called Mindhunter. And
really big into it.
He's going to watch a couple episodes if you want to come hang out on the couch. Yeah.
Netflix and chill.
You guys go ahead and...
Man, they're always on that couch.
Yep, O'Shea's got his sweatpants on.
But I imagine every morning, so to speak, Danelin has... I mean, these are all worshippers of Shaylin, all these followers of yours.
Freaks. Grim,
Echo, Dominicus... Speftacoli.
Yeah, you know what I do have? I institute a confessional. You know, in case
I thought you were going to say a vow of celibacy, but no confessional. No, better. No.